It's the weekend. It's John Givens hosting. I'm joined by Mike Keeney, by Neil Atkinson and Andy Heaton. And we're going to have a chat about atmosphere this weekend. Atmosphere has been a hot topic in terms of people discussing what's been going on at games. It's been a little bit of topic at Anfield for a while, despite the fact that we win every week. But more of that to come. So I'm going to talk about what atmosphere is, how it can help or hinder a team, and why we talk about it so much. This is obviously coming off the back of Pep Guardiola bemoaning the lack of atmosphere at City versus Liverpool.
Did you get Ross Abbott in?
Okay. And all the talk of Goodison Park being a cauldron only for them to lose 3-0 to Manchester United. But let's start with events at Goodison Park. And what did you make of it? You're in the North End, Mike. Was it reverberating? Were the Alsatians going past your window? What was going on?
Well, we went to Christmas markets on Sunday, and as we were driving in, we went in well before kickoff because, as is the way in the pool, we got some blues and some reds in our family, and my uncle was very keen on watching the banner that was going to get flown over more than the game, I'd say, and which we all knew was never going to happen, because when have they ever pulled away and gone, look, get on that banner? But yeah, you driving in, like, you could see them all. They had, they were very ready for the kickoff, and some would say rightly so. Some would go, well, where I is, like, 19 weeks of the season at home. I don't know, it was mad. It was mad, wasn't it? There was going to be some sort of reaction, and they got it. What was it, 38,000 of them cards that someone had made, and they all printed out and held up, and it was just mad. It was a bit of a sideshow to the actual game, wasn't it? And I don't know whether that impacted on the players. I don't think it will have done. The professionals, they'll have had a plan. They've turned up and just not being good enough ultimately on the day, the players. But around the, like, I remember going when we were, like, Hicks and Gillette was a thing, and it was weird. It was a weird thing, and this is not the same, obviously, because it's not the owners. It's the Premier League that have said we're taking 10 points off you and cop for that. But I imagine it would have felt a little bit like just a bit weird, this, but we've come to watch footy, but we've got this going on as well, and then when the footy finishes, we've got this. What do we do with it? It just felt mad. And like, I was watching it with my uncle, who couldn't quite believe his eyes at the first goal, and then the lack of anything really from Everton. They had chances but didn't do nothing, and it was just mad. It fitted in with the whole day and the feel of it. I think it was just mad.